क्वेश्चन, इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड द सब्जेक्ट और द ऑब्जेक्ट? आंसर, यस, द वर्ड सब्जेक्ट एंड ऑब्जेक्ट कैन मीन डिफरेंट थिंग्स एट डिफरेंट टाइम्स. से इन साइंटिफिक एक्सपेरिमेंट द पर्सन बींग स्टडीड इज कॉल्ड द सब्जेक्ट, बट देन द इन दैट कॉन्टेक्स्ट the person doing the experiment is not called the object. Basically, when we use the word subject over there, it is that is referring to somebody who is being subjected to the experimental process. So certain experimental medicine is being tried out, then the person who is undergoing that treatment is being subjected to it. So in that sense, the word subject refers to one who is being subjected to. That is not the context generally in philosophy when the words subject and object are used. Generally, in philosophy, the word subject and object are related with subjective and objective. So, object refers to, in this context, the thing that is being observed. An objective reality is the reality of the thing as it is, whereas subject is the person who is observing, and subjective reality refers to the perception of that reality by a particular subject. So in that sense, the subjective reality is considered sometimes less accurate, because different observers may perceive things in different ways, although the things may actually be in some other way. So if we are to understand things in their actuality, it is important for us to get the terms properly. When we talk about the subject of consciousness and object of consciousness, we could understand this more in terms of the object is related to the word objective. So consciousness is the energy that is coming out from us and is moving towards the particular objective. So the objective towards which the consciousness moves, that is the object of consciousness. So that means the thing that is being observed is the object, whereas the person who is doing the observation is the subject. So this usage of the word subject is related not to subjecting something to a process, but to the subjectivity of the observer. And in the context of philosophy, if we consider that in the Brahman realization, there is simply consciousness with no object or no subject. That means they consider that all subjects and all conceptions of subject and object have been transcended, being treated, they were recognized to be illusion, and then one transcends them, and one enters into the non-differentiated oneness to become one with it. In Paramatma realization, one understands that there is the object to be perceived and there is a person perceiving that object. So the person perceiving the object is called as subject, whereas the object being perceived is called as the object. So in this case, in the Paramatma realization, there is realization of Sat and Chit features of the Absolute Truth. That means there is eternal existence, as is there in the Brahmajyoti realization. But along with that, there is Chit. That means that one understands that there is a consciousness which is not just as a non-differentiated stream of consciousness, but also that consciousness is emanating from a particular being. So a being who is observing is the subject of consciousness, and the being, the thing that is being observed is the object of consciousness. So in this usage, we can understand that the Supreme Lord, the Paramatma, is the perceiver of the material world and is the overseer of the material world. Upadrashta Anumantacha. So he is the subject and the material world is the object. Now the Supreme Lord is not doing any experiment on him, on the material world. we could use the word subject in relationship with the material world, in the sense that the material world is subjected to the control, to the supervision of the Supreme Lord. But the material world is an insentient object in general, and normally insentient objects are not referred to as subjects ever. That may be used in another context, a subject as a field of study. I'm studying history, I'm studying geography. So somebody might be studying the material world. In that context, they may use the word subject. The material world is my subject of study. But that is a meaning that is entirely unrelated to our present discussion. In this discussion, the Paramatma realization involves certain chit features, in that consciousness is not just a stream, but consciousness is a locus. It is coming from a particular source, and that source is a supreme being, and he is perceiving the world. In that sense, he is the subject, and the world is the thing being perceived. In that sense, it is the object. Thank you.